Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:31, as you've been hearing in our headlines, large-scale vaccination centres are now popping up across the county. Last week we saw the opening of the centre at the Grafton. Yesterday it was the turn of Huntingdon, and all that in addition to GP surgeries as well. Dr Gary Howsam is the chair of the Clinical Commissioning Group for Cambridgeshire and Peterborough, and he is on the line now. Good morning, Gary. Good of you to join us.
Yeah, hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Very well. It did seem for a while that Cambridgeshire was falling a bit behind other parts of the country in getting the vaccinations done. Would you say we're now on track?
Yes, absolutely. I'm very confident that we're sort of in the position that we'd hope to be, and we absolutely need to be at this stage. We've had two lots of figures published so far by NHS England. The first on the 17th was showing that we had been a little bit slower starting, but that was due to the level of supply we were getting into Cambridgeshire and Peterborough. And the figures that were published more recently on the 24th of January show that we're doing exceedingly well now. The supply of vaccine into our footprint is good, and we've got the capacity to make sure we can get it into the population.
Fantastic. All good news. Do you know sort of when we'll get through the top priority groups?
Yeah, we're on track at the moment to get through by the 15th of February. The government have asked us to make sure that we prioritise the top four cohort groups. So that's our care home residents and staff, our over 70s and our healthcare and social care frontline workers. And we're well on track to make sure we hit that target over the next 2 weeks.
So I guess the process starts off with a letter. I know that because my mum got one of them. Who actually sends that out? Which sort of part of the NHS is responsible for writing the letter, as it were?
Well, there's a number of different ways that people will be contacted, and it depends on where they'll end up having their vaccine done. There's three different areas that people potentially may go to. One of the mass vaccination sites, to a GP surgery. The GPs are working together in what we're calling primary care networks, and they've got 23 sites up and running across Cambridge and Peterborough. Or it may be that they get a letter to go to one of the mass vaccination sites, and those are sent out centrally. So people may get a contact directly by their GP practice or a letter from the NHS.
Okay. So what happened if somebody, say, is listening today and they're thinking themselves, my gran's over 70, she hasn't got a letter? Because I'm guessing you're not wanting people to ring up and say, oh, when am I going to be getting mine? Because that would just put a ridiculous amount of pressure on the system.
Absolutely, and I can reassure people that we are contacting people in the priority groups when it's their turn to book in. It really would help us if people didn't contact the NHS about vaccination appointments, because it, as you say, it slows down the process. But although because different places started at different times and we've had different amount of vaccines flowing into different sites, there will be some discrepancy in the order in which people come down. But people in those top four priority groups will have heard from us by the 15th of February.
Right. So you get the letter, you make the appointment. What then happens when you turn up at the vaccination centre? Is there any difference, for example, between if you go to one of the larger centres like the Grafton here in Cambridge, or my mum, even though she lives in South Cambridgeshire, ended up having to go to the place in Stevenage? Not that it was particularly inconvenient, it was only 40 minutes drive down the road. The process, I guess, once you get through the door, is pretty much the same, is it?
Yes, absolutely. So it doesn't matter where you go. The vaccine volunteers who are doing a lot of the marshalling alongside the NHS staff will make sure that we've got the right people in the right place. We're asking people not to turn up too early for their appointments because we don't want people having issues around queuing outside in the cold and the wet. So if people turn up at their appointment time, then they'll be walked through the process. It's actually very simple. When I had my vaccination done a couple of weeks ago, I was greeted at the door by a volunteer. I then had my name checked before I went through, and one of the GPs there gave me the injection, had to hang around for 15 minutes afterwards to make sure everything was okay, and then I was out the door and on my way home again. It was very, very efficient.
Did they recognise you when you turned up, or did you go incognito like a secret shopper?
No, I did get busted as I walked through the door, so I think they were pulling straws to see who could stick the needle in my arm.
Sorry, just out of curiosity, did you go to your GP or were you at the vaccination centre?
I was at one of the primary care network sites in Peterborough. So, as I say, the GP surgeries across Cambridgeshire and Peterborough are working together to make sure that we vaccinate as many people as we can. And I went to one of the centres in Peterborough.
I see.
And why do some GP surgeries, why can they, are they able to do it and others not? For example, my surgery, I won't say which one it is, not too far away from our studios here. When it comes to the flu vaccination, they run it like a military operation. It's flawless. You're in and out in about 30 seconds, or at least that's what it feels like. I realise there's other issues that you have to hang around for a little bit after you've had the COVID jab. But why are some surgeries able to do it and others not?
Well, all surgeries are involved in giving it, but they may not be giving it from the usual site that you'd see your GP. So, as I say, we've got 80-odd GP surgeries across Cambridgeshire and Peterborough, and they've come together to operate 23 sites. So it's usual that three or four different practices, patients, will all be vaccinated in one site. And that's largely determined by the size of the buildings, the parking, ease of access, public transport, things like that. But all practices are working together on this. So it's not that there are some practices that aren't involved. It might just be that they're involved in giving the vaccine at a site other than the one you'd go and see them for anything else.
It's quite funny to think of all the, like, the really mundane logistical stuff that you have to think about, even in the midst of something as urgent as this.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a massive logistical challenge and there's been literally hundreds and thousands of people working behind the scenes to make sure that this goes smoothly. You've got the logistics of making sure you get the booking system correct. You've got to make sure we get the vaccine to the places that the patients have been booked into. And then we've got to make sure that we look after the vaccine in terms of the quite stringent temperature control that we need to make sure is in place.
And we know, obviously, there's a couple of vaccines. I'm assuming you don't really get to choose which one you're given.
No, that's right. All of the vaccines have been through very rigorous regulatory processes, so I can assure everybody that they're very safe and we know they're very effective. But it depends which vaccine's being delivered to which site on the day that you're going along for your injection. But it's really important that people, when they get their invitation to go along, they do turn up, because getting your COVID-19 vaccination is one of the most effective defences against COVID-19. Although it's also really important to say that although the rollout's really great news, it's really crucial that we don't let our guard down with regards to the hands, face, space and the lockdown rules that it's so important that people follow in order to save lives.
Yeah, I think it's quite worrying that some papers are already saying, oh, bring on the summer holidays because we're all getting vaccinated in the next couple of weeks. You know, I would imagine that you've still got to be pretty careful, just, you know, even though, I mean, for example, we're also hearing in the news this morning about the South African variant. Should we worry about that? Is that going to affect the vaccine in any way?
There's no evidence currently that the new strains will be resistant to the vaccines that we've got. So at the moment, we're continuing to vaccinate people as normal. Obviously, we've got scientists are looking at detailing the characteristics of these new viruses and these different strains to make sure that if there are any mutations, that the vaccines are still effective. But it's absolutely right what you're saying, Lucy, that it's critical that people still follow the basic rules, because the vaccine's just one line of defence. And it's really important, as I said earlier, but hands, face, space, and stay at home unless you really do need to leave at the moment.
And I guess my 78-year-old mother, sorry, Mum, I just outed you how old you are on the radio. She's had one of the vaccines. She gets the next one in mid-April. In the meantime, she and other people like her have got to be just as careful as they were before they got the vaccine.
Yeah, well, what we know is that even after the first vaccination, that you do, after a couple of weeks, once your immune system's launched its response, you do have very good protection. But that's protection against getting seriously ill and ending up in hospital. The evidence around transmission is less robust, so there is still a possibility that people will be able to catch COVID and pass it on. And that's why it's, until we've got everybody vaccinated, it really is so important that people stick to the rules, which I know how difficult it is. My parents are in their 70s. They're desperate to see the grandchildren that they've not seen for months and months now. But it's so important that people stay at home, because the last thing we want is people going out and mixing as we used to, because that will just lead to cases increasing despite the great work people are doing across the patch to roll out the vaccine.
Yeah, I think you've done, you know, it looks like, you know, you're now doing, you know, fantastically well. Do you have a figure now as to how many jabs people have got across Cambridgeshire?
Yep, so the last published figures show that we had about 110,000. That's obviously from a few days ago now. So I think the latest figures are around about 135,000.
That's not bad. That's vaguely equivalent to the population of Cambridge. I realise, obviously, you're talking about the whole of the county, but that's pretty good going.
Yeah, we're really pleased with the way it's going. As I say, it's not just NHS frontline staff. There's a whole load of managers and administrative people helping and a huge number of volunteers at the vaccine sites. But this has just shown how well the communities can come together when we're really up against it. It's been a fantastic effort by the NHS and our colleagues and volunteers elsewhere from the fire service and St John's Ambulance and things like that. But yeah, we're going great guns at the moment. I'm really proud of the efforts everybody's making.
Amazing.
That's great. Really good to hear. Gary, thank you very much for joining us this morning and talking us through that. I would urge everybody to get their jab when they get their letter in the post and to follow up on that as soon as possible. Gary, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me. Take care.
That's Dr. Gary Howsam, Chair of the Clinical Commissioning Group for Cambridgeshire and Peterborough, taking us to 8:41.